Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
NFL.com did a survey. Tom Pelissero, the NFL.com reporter, 26 high-ranking executives, 15 of them general managers, and he asked them anonymously to vote for the MVP. 16 of them, obviously a majority, voted for Patrick Mahomes, and 6.5, I don't know what the half was, but 6.5 picked either Jalen Hurts, 6.5 picked Jalen Hurts, 2 picked Josh Allen, 1 picked Joe Burrow, and 0.5 picked Justin Jefferson. Obviously, Jalen Hurts missing this game.
I think that's a week and a half for Jefferson. Just either you vote for him or you don't.
Yeah, that was it. I mean, obviously, I guess one person picked 2 guys.
Right.
Yeah,
I just pick a guy. Is it that hard to pick a guy, Chris?
Yeah. So, anyway, Rob, what do you – look, I'll say this quickly. I do think Patrick Mahomes is going to win the award. And I think with Jalen Hurts missing, you know, the next game or two, that Mahomes should win the award. But I'm saying that, look, if Mahomes goes out and has a clunker or two, say it has a 4-interception game, then a mediocre game, then a great game, and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow are spectacular down the, you know, stretch, I think one of them could pass him. I don't expect Mahomes to do that, though. So I do, Rob. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to win his second MVP this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's as big of a gap as the execs. I think sometimes you got to remember, Chris, that the execs aren't the guys voting.
Right.
And I think that's the biggest mistake people make sometimes. If you remember, all the former players and people in the game were saying, I mean, who did I have on, Rob G, on the podcast? The Angels manager, my God, already. Joe Madden.
They were saying
that Ohtani was the MVP. Like they were looking at me like sideways.
Right.
Like Judge isn't winning the MVP. I mean, look at what Ohtani's doing. Look at his pitching. He won it last year, Chris. CeCe Sabathia. You remember everybody came out. Not everybody, but a lot.
CeCe, I think, said he should win it every
year. And that was JD Martinez and a couple others. And it didn't happen. And it wasn't even close because I think you're right. I think that you have the those executives have a lot of respect for what Mahomes has done. And he has played well and he's in the conversation.
But the conversation.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
think he's leading the conversation?
No, no, not
really.
Not, yeah,
I mean, now that Hurts is kind of out. Let's you know.
No, not. I don't know. Like, if the judging for me was ending today and he doesn't play another game and nobody plays another game, I would pick Jalen Hurts.
No, that's fine. But yeah, we know Hurts is going to miss this game, and so I think. When it's, would you admit it's close between Hurts and Mahomes?
Yeah, no, like, no, really? That's what
okay,
I said.
Okay, so if it's that close, I do think Hurts missing this game puts Mahomes over the top.
Yeah, but if Mahomes plays and plays poorly and they lose, I'm not so sure. And I think what you
think Hurts could still win even missing a game. Or
I just have to see if he misses one game, two. If he misses two or three, then no, I think that'll hurt him. But it also depends. On where Joe Burrow, who just had four touchdowns last week, what he does, and if they win out and start 0-2, and then he wins and then throws, I don't know, 12 or 13 touchdowns in the last 3 weeks, and they win all the games or whatever it is, I think there's a chance that he can be beaten, and it might not be Jalen Hurts.
I think the gap is significant. You know, again, I'm kind of taking Hurts out because of the injury. But I think the gap between Mahomes and Allen and Burrow is significant. Significant enough where if Mahomes, he has to really struggle over the next few games not to win the award. But that is possible. I mean, and I think the thing, Rob, that helps Burrow and Allen is that they have tougher schedules down the stretch.
Right.
So they actually play each other. And this is the thing. Whichever one. If Burrow comes out and they beat Buffalo on a I think that's a Sunday night game.
And he's spectacular.
And he's lights out. Right, spectacular. And then plays well in the other games. Maybe they went out. Then he's going to have, if Mahomes struggles,
right.
he's going to have a great argument.
This is all, if Mahomes plays well, then it's a different story.
He'll win it.
But I want to give you this, Chris, and this is why I think your skepticism that it's in the bag is legit, that it's not in the bag. Back in 2021, Brady was leading until week 15. You remember this. And then he went 26 for 48, no touchdowns and a pick, and they had a bad shutout loss to the Saints. Do you remember that?
Yep.
And then in that same week, right, Rodgers went 24 for 34, three touchdowns, no picks, Chris, in a win against Cleveland. And that turned the whole – do you remember that?
Yep.
Brady was in the lead going into that week. And that was late. Wait, that's week 15.
It's somewhat, you're right, that's even later than we're at
now. We're at now, right.
Because it was only 16 games at that point. I think, Rob, that it's somewhat, whether you like it or not, somewhat like college football, right? If a team loses early,
yep, you could get over it.
It's not as bad as losing late.
Exactly, because it just feels bad when you lose late, Chris, and that's what people remember.
Yep.
And the same thing, like with that Brady. Brady, that season in 15, was having that year. He had a terrible game against the Saints. They got shut out, no touchdowns, a pick, and then Rodgers had the big day against the Browns, and that turned the tide, and that was it.
Yeah. So, hey, look, again, I do think Mahomes will end up winning it. Their upcoming games, Kansas City, Rob, I mean, they should win out. They've got Seattle, Denver, and the Raiders. Now, the Raiders may be playing for a playoff spot. Seattle, obviously, is playing for a playoff spot. You know, and the Chiefs have been winning. They lost 3 weeks ago to the Bengals, but outside of that, they've won 7 of their last 8, including that they've won 7 out of their last 8. So maybe they drop one of those. And that, Rob, a loss, a mediocre performance by Mahomes could hurt him. Buffalo, Rob, I mentioned that they play Cincinnati. They play the Bears this weekend, then Cincinnati, and then New England. So a big game against Burrow in a win, if Allen is, say, as spectacular as he was Saturday night against Miami, and then you beat Belichick, when Belichick may be playing, you know, for a playoff spot, that would be big if he's spectacular.
No, right, right.
Right? And then the Bengals, Rob, have the toughest schedule, which could help Burrow.
Right.
They got Belichick and the Patriots this weekend. Then they got Buffalo, as I mentioned. And then they've got Baltimore. You would think if he's coming back, Lamar will be back at that point.
Right.
And it could be for the division title.
Yeah, so he's got bigger games, and if yep. Mahomes has a weaker schedule, and if he struggles like Chris, they struggle with the Texans. And what was the other game where they were leading 27-0 or whatever it was? And what was that?
Denver.
Denver, and then he had the three picks in that game. Like that looks bad if there's a struggle against a bad team or a loss mixed in there. So, I mean, obviously, he's neck and neck. He has the advantage that he gets to play, and Hurts doesn't. But there are two other guys who could emerge, and we've seen late turnarounds in the MVP race.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right, Rob, let's get an interesting story on Pro Football Talk. And there have been rumblings of this, Rob. I'm going to have Rob G kind of summarize the story. But there has been talk in New England, believe it or not, among the fans, not coming out of the organization, at least that I've seen, some fans are actually like, we need to get rid of Belichick. So, Rob G, tell us about the story, the column from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk.
Sure. So Mike wrote this on the heels of that embarrassing loss last week to the Raiders, where not only did you have the infamous ending with the failed lateral, but it was just a series of miscues at the goal line, bad penalties. It was just not Patriot football that we've come to expect. And it's led to, as you mentioned, Chris, a groundswell of people saying, hey, when is Robert Kraft going to consider moving on from Bill Belichick? So Mike Florio talked about it, and here's one of the money lines in the column discussing the Patriots head coach situation. Belichick surely would not be fired. Instead, word more likely would be circulated that Belichick is available to be hired away from the Patriots for fair compensation, and surely another team would be willing to give up a whirl for Bill Belichick, if that is, he's willing to coach elsewhere.
Rob, poppycock. I don't buy into any of it. I don't think that they're going to make that move. I think at some point Bill will decide what he wants to do, if he wants to retire or whatever. I don't, how old is Bill Belichick now? I know he's, 67? Is he older than that, Rob G?
I think he's older than that.
Is he?
He is a 70, yeah.
Because Pete Carroll...
He'll be 71 in April.
Okay, so he's 70. I don't know. I think he goes out. I don't believe he'll coach anywhere else. I believe that when they come to some sort of agreement, he'll say this is my last season or retire at the end of a season, and that'll be it. I'd be stunned if he's forced out or told to go somewhere else, and I don't think... I don't see it. He's been there too long. They had too much success. It's going to be his call. This is not Tom Landry. This is not a new owner buying a team and telling Tom Landry to get lost. Because that was shocking, Chris, when that happened. But that was new ownership.
It wasn't just shocking. And Rob, I wasn't a Cowboys fan. I was actually, as you know, a Steelers fan growing up, and the Cowboys were their rival. It was borderline offensive.
Right.
Am I right? Like, it was like, this dude is a pillar in the game, and you just fired him?
They just came in. I mean, that was Jerry Jones, and people reacted and said, he'll never win anything. You know what I mean? But he had Jimmy Johnson there.
I'm going to say this, Rob, and I agree with you that the notion of, regardless, I mean, you've been certainly much harder on Belichick than me as far as the cheating.
The cheating stuff, right.
Right. But the notion of firing Bill Belichick, it just feels untenable to me.
Right.
I mean,
I'm with you.
Six championships. Yeah, I mean, come on. That said, though, Rob, look, you got to run a franchise. I mean, you're trying to move forward. And I do feel like Kraft needs to sit down with Belichick at the end of this season, which obviously probably he will. But I think the talk needs to be, Rob, like, Bill, we need new offensive coaches. I mean,
I think that's all legit.
And I mean, you cannot, I think it was hubris, it was arrogance, Rob, to put a second-year quarterback in the hands of freaking Matt Patricia and Joe Judge. And that's not because they were bad head coaches. Because we've seen, like, Josh McDaniels has been a bad head coach, but a great offensive coordinator. It was because they were defensive guys. Patricia, his whole career. And Judge, a special teams guy, his offense with the Giants was horrendous.
Was horrendous.
Right?
One of the worst we've ever seen.
Absolutely. So that to me, here's the rub, Rob. What if Kraft has that talk, as you said he should, as I said he should, I'm sure most people think he should. And Bill is like, no. Look, these are my guys. I'm going to do it the way I've been doing it, blah, blah, blah. And he just kind of refuses to make changes or, you know, brings in another guy that's not an offensive guy or whatever. That's when it gets tricky. And again, I certainly wouldn't see them firing him. But maybe as Pro Football Talk said, Rob, that's when maybe, I don't know, is there a mutual parting of the ways? Is there another team wanting? Because as great as Belichick is, and last year he got him to the playoffs with a rookie coach, because his defense is always strong. And this year, the reason they're even in the hunt, Rob, they've had bad quarterback play, period. A lot of it because of Patricia, in my opinion. But their defense is legit. So,
and that's what that's his thing.
That's what he does. So, but you see what I'm saying, though, Rob? I agree. Like, ideally, Kraft has the talk. Belichick's like, all right, cool. And he gets some offensive guys in there. And he's back. But if he refuses, then I do think Kraft may be in a tough situation. And that's when maybe a mutual parting of the ways, or I don't know what Pro Football Talk was talking about, Rob, with maybe, you know, a team's wants him and
that's different.
You're trading for draft.
Right. I get that. I just don't think he'll be fired. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. That doesn't look good for anybody. Right?
Right.
It doesn't look good for anybody. And here's the thing quickly, Rob. If you're the Patriots and you do part ways with him, you have to be ready. And you know I've been critical of Belichick. He's 9 seasons without Brady. 2 times he's made the playoffs. This might be 2-10, right? However, you have to understand if you're the Patriots, if you let him go, especially if you let him go to a good team that's pretty much, you know, that's pretty close or has the tools at least in place, he might win a Super Bowl somewhere else.
Yep.
Right? Like you got to be ready for that, for him to leave, win a Super Bowl, and then you may look bad.
And that's
a part of it.
The other thing too, real quick, people forget how terrible the Patriots were, Chris, for a long time. They were a bad franchise. You know what I mean?
Before until Tom Brady took over.
And
it's true. I mean, they were 5-11.
Bill Parcells took them to the Super Bowl too.
They were deep. They had a few deep.
That's what I'm just saying. Like they went to the Super Bowl with Bill Parcells.
Yeah, they were bad early on.
But they were a bad franchise.
When Brady took over.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. Moved up an hour specifically for our buddy Corey in Virginia. Big fan of the show, specifically of Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. The segment proves you even got to like sports, to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the anime senpai. Check out his podcast, our man, Alex Tyshirt.
Now, Chris, that was not Unk. Unk is now busy at the moment. But it's good to know that the callers out there and the loyal listeners know that together we unite to be the odd thriple now. I love it. It's awesome.
There you go.
The
odd thriple. Major love.
It was awesome, man.
Yeah. All right, now again.
Is that a peer thriple or not? I'm just asking.
I'll tell you in the fifth hour, Rob.
All right, okay.
Because the Jets are playing tonight, Thursday Night Football, tied up 3-3 with the Jags. All of these questions are Jets related. Flipped a coin during the update. Rob Parker gets question number one.
Yeah, that's the team I grew up. You know, that was the team I rooted for.
I sense foul play.
No, but you know what? Rob G, what size do you wear?
Oh, I'm sorry.
See?
What? That's why he knew Tyshirt's Tower was today. So he brings Jordans in for the whole crew.
Man, if you guys can see the TV, America, I know you're driving in your car, but the wind and rain is ridiculous.
That could be snow, though.
I know, y'all. You mean in...
In Jersey. Is it that windy,
it's
Chris?
Here. That's where I'm at.
Yes, Zach Wilson, interceptions over under now 3.5. Let's get to it.
Oh, wow.
Rob Parker, question number one. You know the rules. Former Jets quarterback Mark Sanchez, author of the most egregious fumble in NFL history. It's simply called the blank fumble.
Rob, why are you looking in my eyes right now when you say
Rob, don't be looking. I can see you,
pervert.
What?
I can just see you freaking around. Yams.
No hand signals, signs.
I'm going to say but.
That is correct.
Yeah. I see you, Rob.
There you go.
All right, here we go.
I was going to turn around, but then I don't have a butt.
Spare tire.
Oh,
wow.
Right. Level number two. Over to Chris. Not everybody calls the Jets just the Jets. Some folks call them gang blank.
Wait, they're a gang?
All right, here we go.
Whoa, hi.
You ready, Alex?
I'm ready. Thank you, Chris. Rob didn't ask me. I wasn't ready. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Hornet?
Wasp?
That is incorrect. Get in the mind of Alex Tyshirt. You've been playing this game for too long.
What's a
get into the mind of Alex Tyshirt.
All right, Alex, are you ready?
Rob, thank you.
Here
Chris
we go. And don't Rob, you cannot say think of Chris.
What did Chris just say? Okay, here we go. All right, here we go.
Chris's clue plus this.
Okay, Alex.
Well, here we go, Alex.
Your top down's in the new car.
Right, there you go.
You're driving up PCH.
That's right, okay.
Jordan's out the window.
Yes, no doubt.
I'm ready.
All right. Hornet?
What? Wait.
That counts.
Is that counts. I thought there was a rule.
No, you can repeat. That's fine.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's going to help anymore, but you can repeat.
What's the question again?
Gang blank.
Gang. Say it again, Rob.
Hornet.
Bees?
That is incorrect. Why would you copy when he said it last time?
I don't know.
Eight points for Chris if you can get this one. Gang blank.
What are you guys?
It's not Hornet, by the way.
All right. Right. Hornet? No.
Okay. Please don't.
All right. Here we go.
Yes.
Blue?
Blood?
Incorrect. All right. Last one. This is level two. We're struggling.
Okay.
Rob Parker. 7 points. Last chance to steal.
Rob G, I got one question. I need to find out
if you got to ask a question.
No. I want
to know the rules.
I want to know if this is one word, so I'm going to Google it real quick.
Down under is not
okay.
One word.
I just need to see. Okay, it's one word. I just looked at it.
Okay.
Alex, you got all the clues?
Yes.
I think
I'm feeling like Hornet was one.
Here we go.
Them.
All right, here we go.
Yes. Rob, that's a talk
superhero?
Back.
Superhero?
Yeah. I don't know that that's one word.
Yeah, it is. I looked it up.
It's fine.
I looked it up. Look.
No,
it's the last show of 2022.
I'm looking it up.
Give me the question again one more time.
Gang blank.
It don't sound like one word.
And you said superhero?
Yes.
Even if it is one word, which it is.
Flash?
Is incorrect. The word we were looking for was green.
Oh, Green Hornet.
Green Hornet.
Got it.
I'm surprised you didn't get superhero.
Yeah, I thought you would get that with superhero.
It's a defensive struggle, just like Thursday Night Football.
That's a little concerning, Alex, that you didn't.
All right.
Well, I mean,
back to Rob Parker. Oh, yeah. This one was on purpose for him. The Jets teams of the 80s were known for their ability to rush the passer. They even had a cool nickname, the New York Blank Exchange.
Oh, gosh.
All right, Alex, think about this. You ready?
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
PG-13, Rob.
Wow.
Morning.
All right, here we go. My Christmas gift to Rob is his pink slip. Yes. He's going to say something
No, I'm not. All right, what is
it's
it?
It's on the tip of his tongue. Don't do it, Rob.
Here we go.
Rob, are you ready?
What is it? What's the
New York blank exchange.
Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
Potato.
Chip.
Incorrect.
Correct. That's what right.
Alex.
But it's got to fit in with the... Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Burlap?
Tire?
It's incorrect. Oh, this is a defensive game right here.
That's tough.
You think of the Dunlap.
This is like watching
Dunlap.
The Texans.
Dunlap. Yeah, that's
this
what
ain't
I was thinking. You've read it too much, Chris.
This is like the Patriots and the Texans on a cold winter night right now.
It's yes. A typical Thursday.
This is tough, man. This is tough.
All right. Here we go.
Rob, don't look faith. Don't lose faith.
No, I'm not.
I think if we were on,
the Jets are only so.
They no, suck.
If we were on XM, Rob would have had this immediately.
Yes.
But because the FCC regulations,
right, exactly.
He cannot say what
if
he's
this
thinking.
This was HBO. Okay. T after
yes. Rob, text me what you would say. Yeah, that's
right.
What I want to know.
All right, here we go.
Text me what you
Alex,
would
you
say.
Ready?
I hope so, Rob. I'm trying, man. What do you got?
Mail.
Oh,
and can I spell it? I want to spell
no,
a word.
No.
Why can't
no,
I spell a
cannot.
Word?
No,
it's one
that's
word.
Against the rules.
Oh,
you had your clue.
So you're going like a gender male. Okay, so.
No, I didn't say it either.
You didn't say anything. I'm
so
just,
much bending of
I'm
the rules.
I'm insinuating.
No, no words from you.
Give me the question again, Rob.
The New York blank exchange.
Junk?
Incorrect. All right, Chris, last chance to steal.
Okay.
This is a tough one, dude.
Bag.
One more time, Rob G. Sick
the question. New York blank bag. Exchange. This is bag. Probably the last one. We're so late.
Yeah, no worries. Bag. Cargo?
Incorrect. The word we were looking for was sack.
Oh, sack. Rob!
And with the...
You should have said Gillette!
With the new...
Yeah. I would have known if you said Gillette!
The new record here, Rob Parker, 10. Chris Broussard, 0.
Yeah! All right, it's the
lowest scoring game in Tyson's Tower of Trivia history.
No, let it breathe.
Rock with me, Rob.
Keep
Rock
it
with
locked.
Me.
We got to go to break.
No, we don't.
We'll be right back.
We got
Stop.
A minute.
I got the shutout over Broussard.
Oh. No, I got my 8. I got 8, didn't I?
No, it was 10-0.
Unbelievable.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.